Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Psachim Daf Chav Tes. Today we're learning especially Ili Nishmas Michelle Beth Platt, Nechama Batya, Olea Shalom, Bas Elio, Naftali Halevi, Sheyichya, the daughter of Elliot Platt. Elliot has been a regular member of the shiur for many, many cycles and is the one who provides me with the names of all the yard sites of people from the shul who are dedicating the learning Lili Nishmasim. So this should be a special zuchus for his daughter, Aleha Shalom, Michelle Beth Platt. We begin again, chazming over yesterday's shiur. The end of yesterday's shiur, the second half of yesterday's shiur, was all trying to figure out who was the author of the mission that we brought down on Chav Ches Amud Aleph. And at the end of the shiur, we said two opinions. We had the opinion of Rav Acha Bar Yaakov and the opinion of Rava. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov had said that our Mishnah, which holds that the chametz that belongs to a guy after Pesach is mutu b'hanoa, as opposed to the chametz that belongs to a yid after Pesach is also b'hanoa. So Rav Acha Bar Yaakov explained, we'll chazer it over from the very top of the daf, and then we've gotten down a third of the way of the daf already yesterday, so we'll chazer it over outside for us. So Rav Acha Bar Yaakov said that the opinion of our Mishnah is actually the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the reason why you can't have hanoa after Pesach is because it's only for things that are usher during Pesach. Those things are prohibited after Pesach, but something like Re'iyah, that there's no problem with Bayirah, during Pesach, so Bayimotz and Bayirah is allowed during Pesach. For example, Ataroa Shel Acherim Shel Gavoa, you're allowed to see the chametz of an Ochre, you're allowed to see the chametz of a Gavoa, of a Hektish, you're allowed to have that in your possession, because it's not really in your possession. So too, Shel Achoy Ataochel, about to Ochel Shel Acherim. So after Pesach, likewise, you can't have your chametz, a Yid's chametz, that was chametz of Alos Pesach, but you can have Ataochel Shel Acherim Shel Gavoa. And technically, the Mishnah could have said that one is allowed to actually get hanoa from the chametz during Pesach. Rashi seemed to imply one could actually eat the chametz of Acherim or Gavoa during Pesach. Tosfos disagreed with that. Bottom line is, everybody agrees that according to this understanding of the Mishnah, that it's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, you could get hanoa on Pesach from the chametz of Acherim, Nochri, or Gavoa. And it only mentioned it because since it's going to tell us that a Yid's chometz is also by no after Pesach, so that's why it says that a Nachri's chometz is muta by no after Pesach, but certainly for Achila it is permissible as well. Then we had the sheet of Rava. Rava said that the Mishnah is actually Rabbi Shimon's opinion. Rabbi Shimon's opinion is that there's only a lav in the Torah with Kares during Pesach, but there's no lav in the Torah before the Zman of Kares or after the Zman of Kares after Pesach, and therefore the only reason it's forbidden to have chametz shavulav as a Pesach from a yid is because of a knas. There's no knas on the nachri's chametz. There's only a knas on the yid's chametz. However, over alav b'vayirah b'yimotzei, since the yid did something wrong, so we make a knas and we say it's also midrabbanon to get even hanoah. So that's the machlokus from yesterday. Chazed over real quickly between Rav Acha Bar Yaakov and Rava. They're understanding who the author of the mission is. Now we pick up the Gemara with the words Bishlomo L'Rava. It's about a third of the way down. In my Gemara, it's right next to the start, roughly, of the Hagos Habach. So the Gemara says Bishlomo L'Rava. Everything works out well according to Rava with the following. Hainu Diktani. We understand that our Mishnah, at the end of the Mishnah, said the reason for the permission to use a Nachri's Chometz after Pesach. There's no Isser of Chometz Shavuot after Pesach by a Nachri, but there is an Isser of Chometz Shavuot after Pesach by a Yid. Hainu Diktani, because it brings down the Pasuk, She Yisrael also Mishum Shinemar, Lo Yera'at. So it works out according to Rava very well. It's because of the Isser of Lo Yera'at L'cho Chometz, because of Bayirah, Bayimotzeh, that the rabbis instituted a Knas. Bishlama L'Rava. It works out very well for Rava. That's why the Pasuk of Lo Yera'at is quoted. El Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, who says that this is based upon Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda had three drashas, three psukim, one to tell us that there's a lav during the time of Chatzos until the start of Pesach. Another pasuk tells us there's a lav with kares during Pesach. And then he says this daraisa, there's another pasuk to tell me that after Pesach it's also aser for a yid. And that's a lav daraisa. So why are we bringing down the pasuk of Lo Yerah? El Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, it should have said Mishum Lo Ye Achel Chometz Biboyle. That was the pasuk that he used to tell us the Raisa has nothing to do with Bayirah Bayimotzeh. So that's the kash on Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, and the Gemara says, no, you misunderstood it. When the pasuk at the end of the Mishnah said Mishum Shinema Lo Yirah, it wasn't talking about the Sefer. Why a Yid's Chamish Aval of Pesach is Aser. It was going to Reisha to explain why a Nachris Chamish Aval of Pesach is Mutter Bahanoah and even Mutter to eat. So that's what the Gemara says. Misaris a Sefer Koi. Who says it's going on the Yid? No, a Reisha Koi. No, it's going on that statement that the Nachris Chamish Aval of Pesach is Mutter Bahanoah and even to eat. This is what the Mishnah is telling us. Chamish Nachris Aval of Pesach Mutter Bahanoah. It's permitted to get Hanoah from it. And that's because Mishum Shinema Lo Yireh Lucha. The only time something is aser if it's your chametz Shalucha Iyatarowe Avolatarowe Shalachem Shogavowa. And therefore V'yoliv Sora Diachila Misora Diriya. And therefore we learn that after Pesach, only those things that were aser in Bayirah Bayimatzei are aser as chametz Avolat Pesach. So a Yid's chametz, which was aser for you by Rabbi Yemotzi during Pesach, is aser for you after Pesach. But a Nachri or Gavoa as chametz that was mutter technically for you during Pesach, so therefore it is permissible after Pesach. And that's based upon the pasuk Shnema Lo Yireh Lecha. Oh, Rav Acha bar Yaakov explains his shita very well. Now the Gemara says that these two opinions, Rav Acha bar Yaakov and Rava, for Ozul Tamayu, they each follow what they previously said. Where do we see that they said previously? Because it says, Ha'ochel sor shel nochri she'ovel avs ha'pesach. If a person ate the chometz of a nochri that was ovel avs ha'pesach. So, ledivri Rabbi Yehuda, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that there is an Issa Daraisa in all three time periods, before Pesach, during Pesach, and after Pesach. The only difference is that the before and after Pesach is a regular lav, and during Pesach it's a lav with kares. So according to that opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, how did Rava understand it? Rava Marloka, if you were to eat the Nachri's Chometz after Pesach, no, there's a separate Issa, whether it's a Yid or a Nachri, according to Rava's understanding of Rabbi Yehuda, that you would get Malkis if you had even Nachri's Chometz of all of us at Pesach. But Rav Acha bar Yaakov, who says that the rationale is based upon you're only not allowed to have by your Rabbi Matzi on your chametz, but for Nachrim and Shogavo, Achirim and Shogavo, it's allowed. So therefore, for Acha B'Yakov Amar Ein Loke, you don't get Malkus. Now the word explains what I just said. Rav Amar Loke, because Lo Yolif Rabbi Yehuda Sor Dechilim Sor Dabiyah. He doesn't learn out that if you're in Bayi Rabbi Yimotzi, then you're included in Chomei Shavuot Pesach. You're not included in Bayi Rabbi Yimotzi, you're not included in Chomei Shavuot Pesach, because that's not how he darshens it out. He darshens out from three separate psukim, each one in Issa Daraisa. So therefore, he doesn't use this drasha. On the other hand, Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar Ein Loke, because it's no, the whole drasha is from Bayi Rabbi Yimotzi. Yolov Sorad Deachila Misorad Riyah. Anybody that's included in Bayi Rabbi Yimotzi is included in Chomei Shavuot Pesach. So Yidin, yes, but Nachrim, who they're Acherim, they're Gavoa, they're the status of Acherim or the status of Gavoa, Chomei Shavuot Pesach doesn't apply because there is no Issa of Bayi Rabbi Yimotzi. So therefore, there is no Issa of Chomei Shavuot Pesach. So this is consistent with their Shito. So we have two opinions over here, how to understand the Mishnah, Rav Acha bar Yaakov and Rava. Now the Gemara is going to tell us that this last statement that we just said, that according to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, you would not get Malkus in this situation because he derives it through Bayi Rabbi Yimotzi. The Gemara says, V'hodeve Rav Acha bar Yaakov me'ahi, that this last statement, how he understood Rabbi Yehuda, he eventually retracted from. Now, where do we see this from? The Tanya. Now, this is a long brisa, and we're going to see that there are many, many different interpretations of this brisa, including one from Rav Acha bar Yaakov that's going to be inconsistent with what we just said about Rav Acha bar Yaakov understanding the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda for Chomei Shavuot Pesach. The Tanya. This brisa says as follows. Ha'ochel chomei shel hektish ba'moe. If somebody were to go and eat chomets that belong to hektish during the Yontif of Pesach. So, of course, you're not allowed to eat chametz on Pesach. And if you eat hektish's chametz, so the question is, mo'al or not mo'al? So the Tanakhama says, mo'al. You, in fact, did mila. You usurped something. We're dealing here with you ate it accidentally. Rashi explains that you know that it's Pesach, and therefore you're going to be chayiv kares for eating it intentionally. Otherwise, you wouldn't be chayiv kares for eating chametz accidentally, but you didn't realize it was hektish. So in regards to eating the hektish's chametz, there's an aspect of accidental, therefore it's over mila that you didn't realize it's hektish's chametz, and there's an aspect of mezid that you chayiv kares because you ate it intentionally, you ate the chametz intentionally. So if one eats chametz during Pesach, and the chametz was shel hektish, so the Tanakhama says you are over mila because you usurped something from hektish. The Yesh Omim Lo Mo'al. And there's an opinion, however, that says that you're not over Me'ila. Now, Let's understand this a little bit better by reading an important Rashi. The Rashi, Dibra Maskel Moal, it's all the way towards the top of the daf. Moal, it says, Chayav Korban Me'ilah. If a person eats the Chometz Shel Hekdesh on Pesach, so the Tanakhama says, Yechayav Korban Me'ilah, it's Me'ilah. Why? The Kesavar Chometz the Hekdesh with Pesach Bar Domimhu. Here we introduce a very important principle that if something has the value of money, meaning after Pesach, you'd be allowed to go and sell it, so then during Pesach, it's considered having monetary value as well, even though you can't sell it during Pesach because it's Chometz. So Chometz of Hekdesh on Pesach is considered Bar Domimhu. The Avsedei LeHekdesh, and when you eat it on Pesach, you are causing Hekdesh a financial loss. Ki Rabbi Shimon Omar, Chometz Le'achar Pesach Mutter. This goes according to the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, who holds that the chametz of Hekdesh after Pesach is mutar bana. So therefore, it is valuable after Pesach. Therefore, it is considered as if it's worth money during Pesach, because after Pesach it will be worth something. So during Pesach, it's considered worth something as well. And therefore, you caused Hekdesh a loss. V'afagav the knas v'konis. Even though midrabbanan, Rabbi Shimon said that there's a knas over here, that's only hani mili b'chemso shel hedyot. That's only the knas exists for Jewish-owned chametz during Pesach. That's because there was a knas instituted, but by Hekdesh there is no knas. But Hekdesh's chametz is allowed to own. There is no isser by Yerah Ba'am Yimotze. Dom Amar, Avalat Roa, Shalachem, Shalgavoa, Achara Pesach, Havamazun, Le Gizbal Yisrael. And therefore it has monetary value after Pesach. Vachale, you can sell it to a yid and you can eat it. So therefore, according to the Tanakhama, says that you are Moel in this situation, you destroyed something of value to Hekdesh, because even though it's not able to be eaten on Pesach, it will have monetary value after Pesach, and you cause monetary value to be lost by Hekdesh. Your Gore Mammon of Hekdesh to be lost. So the Tanakhama holds that that therefore causes Hekdesh a loss, and you committed Me'ilah. Again, you didn't know it was Hekdesh, that's why this is Me'ilah, by accident. And that's how you explain the Tanakhama. And then the Yesh Omer Lo Moal. So Rashi says, we're going to explain this in the Gemara, Kiddum Farish. The whole Vinishchai of Kores Mishum Achila. Since you knew that this was Chometz and you're not allowed to eat Chometz on Pesach, it's just Chai of Kores. And therefore, you're potu minat tashlumim. You don't pay because of the principle of Kom Lemi the Rabbin, which we're now going to discuss, Kiravi Nuchunya. Over Malkum Shein Karen, and if you don't have to pay back the principal, then there's also no Chomesh, which is the additional penalty that you pay for Me'ilah, and also the Ein Me'ilah, and no Karbon Me'ilah. So that's the first reason we'll have of the Yesh Omrim. We're going to have five interpretations of this V'Yesh Omrim. And now we'll begin. So the first interpretation of the Yesh Omrim is as follows. Man Yesh Omrim. How do we understand this Yesh Omrim? So we have Omer of Yochan. Rav Yochan says, this is the opinion of Rav Nechunya ben Akonahi. What is that? The Tanya. This is what I just mentioned from Rashi. Rav Nechunya ben Akana, Hayaoses Yom Kippur and Kishabbos Tashlumim. Rav Nechunya ben Akana said that the same way that we have Kom Lemi the Rabbinay on Shabbos, we also have the principle of Kom Lemi the Rabbinay on Yom Kippur. Kom Lemi the Rabbinay means if the person transgressed an Issa for which there's Chiyav Mises Beistin or a Chiyav of Kares, so if you also did a financial loss to the person at the same time, you, Rachmanu Litzlan, you killed somebody. And at the same time, you also ripped his shirt. So you're potter for paying him for the ripped shirt. Because you killed him, and you chayv misa. This is the principle, kom lemi the rabbinay. So it applies by Shabbos. If you go burn a pile of wheat on Shabbos, so you're over for sreifa on Shabbos, that's an issa daraisa, you chayv skila, so that you don't have to pay for the godish. So too on Yom Kippur, which is, albeit only an issa chattis, if you'd go burn the pile of wheat on Yom Kippur, you wouldn't be chayiv mises based, but you'd be chayiv kares. So even in this situation, where it's a chiyuv of kares, it's also the principle of kom lemi the rabbinay. That's what Rav Nechunya ben Akana says. Ma Shabbos mischayiv b'nafsho upot minat hashlumim, because of the principle of kom lemi the rabbinay. If you're chayiv with your life, so then you're potter from the financial. So too, af b'yom kippurim mischayiv b'nafsho, you're chayiv kares, so you're potter b'tashlumim, you're potter from the financial obligations. That's the first teretz of this. Who is the author of Man Yesh Omrim? Now we have other opinions. We have the opinion of Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef Amar, Bepodin es hakotchim lachilin leklovim komivligi. What they're arguing about over here, the Tanakhama says that you are Moel, and the second opinion, the Yesh Omrim, that says you're not Moel, is debating about whether you are allowed to go and redeem kotchim during Pesach lachilam leklovim. And we see this inside. Man di Omar Moal, the first opinion says Moal, Ksavra Podim as a kachim lachilim, says that you are allowed to be poda kachim and feed them to a dog. Man di Omar Moal, the second opinion, the Yeshomim, that says you're not allowed to go and be, you're not Moal over here, says you're not allowed to go, Ksavra ain't poda, you're not allowed to go and be poda kachim and feed them to your dogs. Now we can see this machlok is clearly in Rashi, in Dibra Masel, the Rav Yosef Omar. He says, if they were both saying like Rabbi Shimon, who says, of course, Rabbi Shimon holds that there's an Isser during the Zman of Pesach, that's an Isser Karbes, that's Bahanoah, it's Osir, so the Kuli Amamodu, the Potter, then everybody would say, then you would not be Chayv Me'ilah. Because ho of a hashto mia lo chazi, because right now it's not edible, you're not getting hanor from it, and they both hold the lav mamonahu that it's not considered mamon that is goreim for you to go and pay back hektish. The afal got the sofer goreim, even though ultimately hektish is losing out lemamon achar pesach, but this opinion doesn't hold like that, as we'll see in a moment. Ella. This opinion is arguing this Moal versus Lo Moal, the Tanakam versus the Yeshomim, El Aliba, the Rabbi Yossi Aglili Pligi. They're only holding within the opinion of Yossi Aglili. And his opinion is the Tomar, Togzmano, Nami Shori Bano. He says, again, the very unusual opinion, that you're allowed to get Hanoa from Chometz on Pesach. And therefore, the only question is, Ubepodim Kochim Lahachilim Leklovim Chomif Ligi. They're only arguing here about can you be poted for animals. The first opinion, Man Domar Moal, says that your Moal, Saba Deroi Hoya Ba'osu Shol Liftos Lachilas Klovim, said that you could have sold it and given the Kochim to dogs. And therefore, you've caused hektish loss of money. Ubar domim he, it therefore has value. The Rav Duchunyan Nakanya lisle, and he doesn't hold from the opinion of if you eat chametz on Pesach, then you're chayev kares, and therefore you're going to be potter from the monetary value. The other opinion, the Yesh Omer, Mad Yom Lo Moal, Sover Ein Podim, says you're not allowed to be po the kachim for the dog, Hilkach Lo Chasi, therefore it has no value, halachically. Upluxo de Tanoi, he betur. This is actually a machlokas Tanoi in Tur, can you do this or not? Where it says that you're allowed to go and tizbach, to go bring the korbanos, but lo gizo, but not only go shear them. Basar, velo chelev. V'yachalta velo leklovim. So it tells us there all of the things that you're allowed to do and the things you're not allowed to do, including giving the food to Klovin. Mikan Shein Podim. This opinion says, therefore, you're not allowed to be Poda Hektish for Klovin. But others disagree, and they darshan it differently, and therefore, that you'd be allowed to go and give it to the Klovin. Aval lo leklovecha, lo darish. They don't darshan this of Yachalta v'lo leklovin. So this is a machlokis that we have in the Gemara in Temura, and that's totally over here. Rav Yossi says, that's a machlokis between the Tanakhama says, Moal, because it has value, because you can be poded right now on Chol HaMoed to for dogs. And the Yesh Omer that says you can is because ain't poden. Fine. That's Rav Yosef's explanation. Rav Acha bar Rava Tonala, he had a different interpretation of this, Machlokis, and we turn to Yomid Beis, and he holds as follows. He says, Lohosh Maisa Mishmeid Rav Yosef Beholishna. He learned out Rav Yosef's statement in a different way. He says, in fact, the Kuliyama ain't poden as a Koshim Lachil Meklobin. That Machlokis from the Gemara in Temura, no. Everybody agrees in this opinion that you're not allowed to be poda kachim lachilim leklovim. So then what are they arguing about? What's the Tanakama Moal and the Yeshom Lo Moal arguing about? This is what they're arguing about. Bidover hagorim lemamon kimamon domi. This is what I alluded to a moment ago, that when you have something that's worth something after Pesach, but right now it's not worth something, so do we say that since it's going to cause a loss of money later on, so it's considered like money now? So dover hagorim lemamon, something that is going to cause you to have a loss of money later on, we consider it kimamon domi right now, even though right now it's not worth anything. So man di yama maal, the Tanakamu says that in fact your maal over here says why? Because this is going to be worth something after Pesach. So therefore, by using it right now, you're causing hektish loss. That's meila. And the other man di yama yeshomim, they say yina maal, man di yama lo maal. The fact that later on it'll be worth something to hektish and they'll lose money is irrelevant. Right now it's not worth anything, and therefore there is no din of meila. As Rashi says so beautifully and succinctly, he says, this is what they're arguing about, Baha Pligi. Man Diomar Moal, the Tanakama says your Moal, Sover, Afogav da Hashta Lo Chazi, you know, right now it's not worth anything, since Hoel, Ulekame, after Pesach, it is worth something, Goreim Lemamon, who it's considered as a Goreim Lemamon, Kemamon Domi, and therefore it's worth something right now as well. And the Man Diomar says, Yeshomim, it's not Moal, disagrees with that. Now we come to the reason that this whole brayse is brought down. Now we come to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, the same Rav Acha bar Yaakov who explained that the author of our Mishnah is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. And Rav Acha bar Yaakov Omar, the Kuli Alma, this machlos between the Tanakama Moal and the Yeshomim Lo Moal is in fact not related to what we just said. The Kuli Alma, Dovra Gorla Momum, Kamamun Dovra. Everybody agrees that if it's going to be eventually worth something to Hekdish, then it's worth something right now. Something that's going to cause a monetary loss to Hekdish later on. And they would get benefit from it if they had it. So then right now it's considered as if it's Momun as well. So what are they arguing about? They're arguing here, this machlokis that we've had earlier in the Shia between Rehud and Rabbi Shimon. Yes, they Shia. That's what they're arguing about over here. Man the Omalomal, the Yesh Omrim, holds Ki Rabbi Yehuda. The second opinion, the Yesh Omrim, that says you're not over Mila, holds like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the Chometz is Osir after Pesach, mid the Araisa. So therefore, as Rashi points out in Dira Maskul, Uman Diyom Alomol, Kirav Yehuda, the Amar, Afli Achar Pesach Osir Ba'ano, mid the Araisa. And therefore, the Cholsha came to Pesach Atzmo, it's certainly Osir mid the Araisa. Hilkach, Lav Mamon Ika, it's not worth anything halachically, and therefore it's not the lav gorim lamamom ika. It therefore doesn't have any monetary status. She'im yifte lo yehenu mimenu, because even if it's redeemed, you're not allowed to go get hanav from it. Ulenochi lo mizdabin, they imposed it's a kosher milchil mekladim, and it holds that you're not allowed to go redeem something to give it to a dog or to give it to a non-Jewish person. You're not allowed to go and redeem it except to be eaten by yid. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is no me'ila, there's no loss to Dayston. However, man diyom mal, the Tanakama, that's Rabbi Shimon's opinion. Rabbi Shimon, as Rashi says over here, domar roi huli achar Pesach. Rabbi Shimon holds that midaraisa, it's roi after Pesach, even for Yisrael, after Yisrael, b'havalei gorm l'mam. And therefore, it's causing hektish loss if you destroy it now. It's a dover hagorim l'mamon. And a dover hagorim l'mamon is kimamon dami. Now, we're going to ask in the Gemara at the end of the Shia today, well, it may be on a Daraisa level, because you're allowed to redeem it on a Daraisa level and need it on a Daraisa level. However, on a Durabana level, there's a Knas that Rabbi Shimon added, so it's not able to be eaten on a Durabana level. So therefore, it should not be considered Kimamun Dami. We'll ask that at the end of the Shia today. In any event, what do we see over here? Rav Acher by Yaakov, who the Omar. This is Rav Acher by Yaakov over here. Is the same Rav Acher by Yaakov that said earlier in the Shia today, the Rav Yehuda Yoliv Soar Diachila Misor Diriya. And he says that, in fact, you're allowed to get Hanoah from it after Pesach. But here he says that you're not allowed to get Hanoah from it after Pesach. So there's a stira within Rav Acher by Yaakov. So where it says, Rav Acher by Yaakov. You see, the Rav Acher by Yaakov retracted his original position that we had said that Rav Yehuda says it's all based upon Bayirah Bayimotze. If you're not involved in Bayirah Bayimotze, such as Nochri or a Gavoa, so then you're allowed to get an offer from it after Pesach. And here he sees that he retracted that position. By the way, we could stop over here, but we'll finish off the Bryce. So there's one more opinion of the Bryce. I don't understand the Machos with the Tanakam who says Maul and the Yeshom says it's not Maul. That's Ravashi. Ravashi Amar. The Kuli Alma ain't poda. In fact, you're not allowed to go and be poda. Everybody agrees with that. Because you're not allowed to redeem something, l'klovin. And everybody agrees with Daragorim l'mamon l'akibabadami. The fact that it will eventually be worth something is irrelevant. Right now it's not worth anything, so therefore, lav kimamon dami. So then what are you arguing about? According to Ravashi, why is one say mal, one say one not mal? This is the machlokis between Rav Yosef Glili and the Rabbanan. Rav Yosef Glili says the chometz is mutter on Pesach if it's shalachir or shal gavoa. And the Rabbanan say no. Man, the Yom Amol, according to the Tanakama, who says that you are Amol over here, because he holds like Rav Yosef, who says that it's worth something. Rav Yosef Glili says that the chometz is mutter for Hana. So therefore it's worth something to Hekdish if you go and eat it, so then you're over Me'ila. And but according to the Yeshomrim that says that you're not Mo'al, so then in that situation they hold like the Rabbanan who say that it has no value on Pesach, and you're not allowed to be poded lachilas klovim, so therefore you didn't commit an act of Mila because it's worth nothing to Hekdish. Now we go off on a whole other discussion that's related to this, but this will deal with the halachos of taruvas. The halachos of taruvas are discussed in many places in Shas, especially in the Gemara and Chulin, and there are a number of principles that we will see that are very critical, important principles, and we will go through them. As we go through the Gemara, I'll explain these principles. We're going to see here a machlokas between Rav Shmuel and Rav Yochanan, how certain things related to chametz are going to be considered, whether they're asur or mutter, based upon the laws of taruvas, of mixtures. So we start off and say, Omer Rav, chametz v'smano, chametz on Pesach itself, when there's an issur of koris. So he says, if you mix in a little bit, even a mashu, on chametz of Pesach, whether you mix it bein bimino, whether you mix it with something that has the exact same taste, something that's a like item, that means that you can't distinguish the taste. When you're mixing, let's say, a piece of chametz, a cookie that's chametz with a cookie that is not chametz, or you have liquid chametz with liquid that is not chametz. So you can't tell the difference. It's the same min, and there's no way to distinguish between these two. Now, there are slight differences between lach and yavish. We'll leave that aside for right now. Something that's liquid versus a solid, there are some differences in halacha, but right now we're just assuming if you mix chametz with exactly the same type of species as itself, but it's not chametz, so when you make this mixture, bein bimino, with something that's exactly like itself, bein shelo bimino, or even if it's something that's not like itself, it's aser. If it's something within itself, you can't taste the difference, so then we have to assume that it's aser, because there's a taste in there, even though you can't detect it, because the whole thing tastes like that, that's aser. And certainly, bein shelo bimino, if it's not within the same species, it's something that has a different taste, so you'll be able to detect the taste of chametz. But even if you can't detect the taste of chametz, we'll see, even with a mashu, it's going to be aser on Pesach. So it's aser. Now, shelo bizmano, which means after Pesach is over, shelo bizmano. So now, bimino, if this chametz got mixed in with something that is undetectable from it, in other words, it's the same exact taste, bimino, so then it's aser. But if it's shelo bimino, it's mixing with something else, then it's mutter. Now, why should it be mutter? If you have an iser taste over here that gets mixed into something that is a different taste and you can detect the iser taste, then it should be aser. So that's what the Gemara is now going to ask. But Maiskina, what in the world are we talking about here? How does Rav say that on Pesach it doesn't make any difference, min bimino or min shelo bimino, it's going to be aser, but after Pesach, only bimino is aser, but shelo bimino is mutter. Why should it be mutter, shelo bimino? Ilema benosin tam, if you're talking about that you can detect the taste in it, shelo bizmano, even after Pesach, shelo bimino mutter? Would it be mutter if it's detectable, the taste, in something that's a taroves? Hayav taima. It's giving off taste, and it therefore should be aser. So therefore, Rav would say, you know what we're talking about? It's talking about Ela B'mashu. This entire discussion of Rav is talking about a minuscule amount, the mashu. So on Pesach, he says the mashu is aser, whether it's mino or lo bimino. And after Pesach, it's only aser if it's going to be bimino. But it's not going to be aser if there's no taste imparted in eno mino. Now, let's understand this. I just said this outside. Now we'll see it inside. Chametz bizmano, chametz on Pesach, bein bimino, bein shelo bimino is aser with a ma'ashahu, because Rav l'taimei, Rav goes l'shitaso, which he says elsewhere, the Rav Shmuel, the Yom Tavayah, that both Rav and Shmuel say, kol isurim shebetorah, anytime you have something that's aser in the Torah, if it's bimino, if it's mixed in with the same type of a thing, it's aser bimashahu. It's if it's mixed shelo bimino with something that's not the same type of taste, then it has to depend on whether it has the taste detectable or not. If the iser taste is detectable, but no same time, then it's aser. But if it's not detectable, then it's not aser. So now we can understand Rav. Rav is gozer on Pesach, chametz bizmano, shelo bimino, because of otu mino, because of the chametz that is bimino. So Rav makes a gzeira d'rabbanan. Mida raisa, if it's min be'eno mino and you can't detect it, it's only a mashu, it should be mutter. But Rav says, since min be'mino on Pesach is aser, I'm going to make min be'eno mino aser also on Pesach, otu mino. Because of the concern of min be'mino, I'll make min b'she'eno mino, even with a mashu, aser on Pesach, even though I can't detect the taste. However, shelo bizmano, after Pesach, Rav says, I'm not making a double gezeir over here. Bimino aser, I'll still say bimino aser because of the din of Rabbi Yehuda, that it's an issa daraisa. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda that it's an issa daraisa. And if it's an issa daraisa, so it's also even with the mashu, as we just said. Even min bimino b'mashu is also be daraisa. Rabbi Shmuel both say together this din. Min bimino b'mashu is aser. And it's also after Pesach like Rabbi Yehuda. However, shelo bimino, if you have a mashu of chametz that mix in with something that doesn't have the same taste, shelo bimino, here Rav says it's mutter. Why? He doesn't make a gzeira. There's no taste, so it shouldn't be also on its own. And he doesn't make a gzera. Shelo bezmano, v'shelo b'mino, atu mino. Kuli halo guzrin. He doesn't make a double gzera. He says only on Pesach itself do we say a mashu of min be'eno mino is osur. But I'm not going to take, that was a gzera itself. I'm not going to make another gzera to say that the same thing should apply after Pesach, that a mashu of min b'sheino mino should be osur after Pesach because of min b'sheino mino b'mashu on Pesach, which is only osur because of min b'mino on Pesach with a mashu. So that explains Rav. I hope that was clear. Some of the dinim of taruvos are quite complicated. I would suggest listen to it again. I hope it was clear. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says differently. Shmuel says, Chometz bismano, chometz on Pesach, even a mashu of chometz on Pesach, bimino osur. Because, like we just said, both Rav and Shmuel, the Tavayis say, min bimino is osur even with a mashu. So chometz bismano on Pesach, min bimino is osur. However, shelo bimino, we don't detect the taste because we're dealing with a mashu. So you have a mashu of chometz, it mixes with something that doesn't have the same taste, min bishaeno mino. Here Shmuel says it's mutter. He doesn't make the gzeru that Rav made. Rav had said, we gozer min bishaeno mino because of min bimino. Shmuel doesn't make that gzeru. Shmuel says over here, min bishaeno mino is mutter. Now, after Pesach, shelo bezmano, he says, bein bimino, bein shelo bimino. It says, whether you're dealing with a mashu, with something that tastes like it or something that doesn't taste like it, it's also going to be mutter. Now, why is this so? So now the Gemara explains, Shmuel. So chometz bismano bimino is also a min bimino on Pesach, a mashu of chometz on Pesach that mixes with the same taste item on Pesach, min bimino. So you have chometz that mixes with the same type of taste object that's not chometz, and there's no detection of the taste in there, nevertheless is also. Shmuel Tanei, as we just said, both Rav and Shmuel. The Rav and Shmuel, the Amri Tavayu, Kol Yisurim Shebetorah B'min Asurin B'mashu. If you have Min B'mino, it's also even with a Mashu. If it's an Issa Daraisa, Min B'mino is also with a Mashu. However, Shelo B'mino, if you mix in this Chometz with a detectable amount of Chometz, a Min B'she'enu Mino, but it's no same time, so then it would be Osir. However, if you mix a Mashu, Shelo B'mino, and you mix it with something that doesn't have the same taste, so only b'nosein tam is it going to be osur. But it's not going to be osur if it's only a mashu. And that's, as we said, because Shmuel does not make the gzera, shelo b'minon, otu minon, lo gozar. A mashu of min, the eino mino, is technically mutu midaraisa. But Rav made a gzera, min b'she'eino mino, with a mashu, because of min b'mino with a mashu. Shmuel does not make that gzera. That's the first difference between Rav and Shmuel. After Pesach, Shelo Bismano, Shmuel says everything is good. Whether you have a mashu, bein b'minon, bein shelo b'minon, mutorim, because you're dealing with a mashu, and after Pesach, it's only midirabanon, ki Rabbi Shimon, so it's only a dindirabanon. So even min b'mino by a dirabanon is not going to be osur. It's only if it imparts taste, or if there's enough there, that it wouldn't be batel if there were different tastes. So therefore, after Pesach, it's only din derabbanan like Rabbi Shimon, so therefore he doesn't make any gzeres at all. Not only does he not say that min misha'eino mino with a mashu is certainly not going to be osur, but even min bimino after Pesach is not going to be osur because it's only din derabbanan, and where he says, Rav Shmuel d'amri tavayu, it's only isurim b'torah, is min bimino osur with a mashu. That's Shmuel Shita. And finally, we come to the third opinion, Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan Amar, Chometz Bismano, if you have Chometz during Pesach, so he says, Bein Bimino, Bein Shelo Bimino is Osir, but only Bino same time. He doesn't know like Rav Shmuel that says, Min Bimino, even though the Mashu is Osir in the Torah. He says, Min Bimino, or Min Shelo Bimino, doesn't make any difference. If there's enough there to be no same time, with the stuff that has a different taste, you can tell. Is it no same time? And with the stuff that has the same taste, you have to be Mishire. If it had been a different taste, would you have been able to detect the time? So that's the Din Darais, according to Rav Yochanan. So when you're dealing with Pesach, a Mashu is not going to make it Osir. It's only if it's no same time. Shelo bismano, after Pesach, then Rav Yochanan holds, it doesn't make any difference. Bein biminon, bein shelo biminon, it's mutter, because there's no issa derais over here, and there's no taste detectable, so it's not even a din derabanan. And therefore, after Pesach, whether it's min bimino, or whether it's min b'she'eno mino, it's not detectable, and therefore, it is mutter. Now the Gemara explains what I just said outside, inside. Chometz bismano, chometz on Pesach, whether it's bein min bimino, whether it's bein shelo min bimino, it's only osur b'nosein tam. He doesn't hold like Rav Shmuel, but the mashu makes it osur. And Rav Yochanan Taimei, Rav Yochanan holds Lishitaso. The Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish disagree with Rav Shmuel. The Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish, Damri Tavaya, they both say, Kol Yisurim Shebe Torah, Bein B'minon, Bein Shelo B'minon, it is only also B'no Saint Tam, not with a Mashahu. So therefore, even on Pesach, a Mashahu is not going to make either of them Osir. It's only no Saint Tam. And if it's no Saint Tam, then both are Osir. After Pesach, Shelo Bizmano, if you're dealing with Shelo Bizmano after Pesach, so then, Bein B'mino, Bein Shelo B'mino, whether you're dealing after Pesach, if it's something that is not with the same min, or whether it is with the same min, it's mutter, because the whole is only a din derabbanan. And therefore, after Pesach, since it's only a din derabbanan, Bein B'mino, Bein Shelo B'mino, even if it's no same time, nevertheless, mutarin. Rabbi Yochanan says it's mutter. Why? Because he holds, like Kirabi Shimon, that it's only an Issa Drabbanan. And the rabbis are not gozer in an Issa Drabbanan in this situation for a Taruvis. And this actually was the sheet of Shmuel as well. As long as the Taruvis is a minority of the Isser Chometz, but since it's only an Issa Drabbanan, since we just go after the principle of Rove, and as long as it's a minority component, even though the taste is detectable, both Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel as well, after Pesach say that it would be permissible. We still will question this because on a Drabbanan level, it still should be Osir, even though it's Mutter on a Derais level, as I mentioned before, we will get to that shortly. Now the Gemara sums everything up and says, Omar Rava, Rava says, how do we paskin over here? We have the three sheetos of Rav, Shmuel, and Rabbi Yochanan. So Rava paskins as follows, Hilchasan. He says that law goes as follows. Chometz bismano, when you're dealing with chometz on Pesach itself, so we pass it like Rav. Bein bimino, whether you have a mashu with its own min bimino, or bein shelo bimino, or whether you have a mashu with min shelo bimino, osur bimashu kirav. We pass it like Rav, that we make the gzera for min the eino mino, otu min bimino, and Rav Shmuel both say min bimino is osur in a mashu when it's a din daraisa. After Pesach, however, Shlo Bismano, then we go to the cooler opinion, Bein Bimino, Bein Shlo Bimino, Mutter Rabbi Shimon. We pass in that it's Mutter like Rabbi Shimon, as long as it's not a majority, as long as it's just a minority, then we go like Rabbi Shimon to say that it's not Osir Midaraisa, and we don't say that the Tarovis is Osir. But the Gemara says, is that really true? Umira or Rava Hachi? If I'm a Rava, Rabbi Shimon Kinasa Kanis. While Rabbi Shimon may say it's not an Issa Daraisa, he said it's a Knas, Midarabbanan, Hov, Orval, Ova, Bayirah, Bayimotze, since the person was over Bayirah, Bayimotze. So even when Midaraisa, it's Mutter after Pesach, Gzeira, we make a Knas, that it should be Osir after Pesach. So then if it's Osir, so how come that it's, we had both Shmuel and Rav Yochanan say that after Pesach, it's Mutter if you have a Tarobis. So the Gemara answers, Hani Mila Beine. That's only if you have extent, if you can see the item. If it's just the taste that you're detecting, so then this din, this knas, didn't apply. And I'll show you that this is right. Hani mila beinei, avalo ayidei taruvis lo, because the oz the rova l'taimei, because rova goes l'shitasa that he said elsewhere. Where is that? The Omer rova. Rova said, ki avina be Rav Nachman, we were learning by the base medrash of Rav Nachman, ki havu navke shiva yomi de pischa, after the 7 days of Pesach were over. They lived in Bavel, so they should have had 8 days of Pesach. So some say that means the 7 days derais of Pesach and the 8th day the Rabbanan. Others possibly would suggest a different teretz, maybe that they were in Eretz Yisrael for that time. Whatever the situation may be, they were within the parameters where they knew that the days were right. They were able to know that it was, in fact, only when Rosh Chodesh was, and only 7 days of Pesach. How are you going to learn this over here? That's not the Ikar part. The Ikar part was, after Pesach, Rav Nachman allowed them, ki havanavke, Yom made the Pesach, whether it was 7 or 8 days, after Pesach was over, Amalan, Rav Nachman told the Talmidim, Puku, go out, Uzvinu, and go and buy Chamira, the Chometz, the Bnei Chela, of the Gaisha soldiers, because their Chometz is in fact going to now be permissible. Again, we learn today, Lila Nishmas, Michelle Beth Platt, Nechama Batya, Aleha Shalom, the daughter, Nebuch, who passed away, of our dear friend, Elliot Platt, Bas Elio, Naftali Halevi. May her neshama have an aliyah from our learning. And we look forward to Mirtz Hashem to having Elliot back with all of us live in the Shir Mirtz Hashem in the near future. I wish everybody a Freilich and Chanukah again. And today is Rosh Chodesh Teves. I wish everybody a good Chodesh as well.